Mexicans is celebrating his 30th anniversary. It's a long time in children's television. Isn't that wonderful? And he has a book that's been doing very well. Of course, Mr. Rogers talks with parents. Is it the camera? Okay. Mr. Rogers, or that, whatever. Mr. Rogers talks with parents. I watched my daughter grow up with him. I sang, "It's a pleasure to be in the neighborhood." All that, right? Will you please help me welcome Mr. Rogers? Now, enough with being charming. Do you get hate mail? Let's go. 30 years. Isn't that wonderful? 30. How did you get into children's television?
I went to NBC right after college, and I was with programs like the Hit Parade and Kate Smith Hour and the NBC Opera Theater. And I really learned the business from the other side of the camera.
And what happened? It's so funny, he's talking to me, and I just feel like, it's 8 years old, I'm going to go, that's right. I'm so thrilled to have you here. And how did you get into children's television?
Well, it was because the public television station was beginning in Pittsburgh, and I thought that I wanted to help do children's programming, and so I went there.
And you've never left. 30 years.
I wonder how many people here grew up with the neighborhood.
Ah. We all did. That's Melissa. My child was very lucky because she grew up with Sesame Street. She was the Sesame Street generation. And you started Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood right at the same time. Wasn't that about?
A little before.
And she got it all. She was so lucky. Well, it wasn't in New York before, was it?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't watching it then because I was in my late 20s. No offense. But yeah. Why do you always take off your jacket and put on your sweater? Did you do that at home?
Well, I did, yeah. And you know my mother made all these sweaters.
Aren't they wonderful? Your mother makes them for you all the time?
Well, she died a couple years ago, but every year she gave 12 of us a sweater at Christmas time.
That's wonderful in a way.
Yeah.
And in a way, it's very boring because you knew what you were getting. But no, you know, but it's wonderful.
She was always working on one.
She didn't go, "What's in here?" But they're beautiful. I will give it back. I thought it was too good for the prop department. So do you, at home now, your children then grew up with you. You're married.
Yes. We have two boys. One is 22 and the other will be 24.
How did they feel first watching you as Mr. Rogers and then getting older and realizing that Mr. Rogers can also be daddy and be strict?
Well, at first, you know, they used to say "other daddy" when they'd watch the television. In fact, it's very strange for young people to see me in the flesh. In fact, I wonder if maybe that's why some people are laughing.
Oh, it's...
Because they're so used to seeing me about this big.
It's know? Just... It's like talking to a teacher, you know what I mean? Like, I can't say, you know, "Have you ever fooled around?" I mean, there's certain things... We'll do this commercial right back. I mean, you can't say that to me. With Fred Rogers and Mr. Rogers. Now, I know you have a degree in theology and a degree in child psychology.
Well, I've worked in the field of child development for a long time. And we're very serious about the work that we do. And that's why I feel that Mr. Rogers Talks with Parents, that new book of ours, is going to be helpful in that the people who read it will know that we're not just babysitters.
But you're not just a babysitter. There's always a whole philosophy behind what you do, isn't there, on your show?
Absolutely.
Much more than just like comics and, you know.
Well, there are a lot of people who think that all you have to do is to get a whole lot of cartoons and string them together, and that's your children's program. Well, that is not a children's program. Children are to be respected, and I respect them deeply. They've taught me an awful lot. A little boy today says...
Lovely. It's
true. A little boy today said, "Is there watermelon ice cream?" And he said, "All I heard was strawberry ice cream. I wondered if there was any other kind of fruit ice creams." And I just thought that was wonderful. I learned so much.
How old was the boy?
Tell me.
Four, it's wonderful. 18, you think.
But King Friday gave you history.
Oh, please.
This is King Friday the 13th.
Oh, came to isn't that great?
Yes, how do you do, Miss Rivers?
A pleasure.
How do you do, everyone? Very pleased to see you. Do you know that little ditty, rowing your boat down the stream? Do you know that?
I know that very well.
Oh, would you sing it for me, please? All of you. Would you, please?
Will you sing it? Jacqueline? Row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Very good. Now, the way we learned that at the Kingley School was propel, propel, propel your craft gently down liquid solution. Ecstatically, 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 existence is but an illusion. Thank you very much.
You write all your own songs, don't you? Everything?
I write the songs, and John Costa is our musical director who plays them so well.
Do the song, the one that Melissa likes, I Like You.
Oh, good.
I remember that from when she was growing
up.
I'll
sing that to you and everybody else.
No, don't. You'll make me die.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your jokes, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like.
Ever tried to record that? Some of your songs, that would be a great song for something like a Sinatra. Has anyone else ever tried to record your songs?
They're welcome to do it.
Yeah, because wouldn't that be a good song for somebody else? Not that you don't sing well. But, I mean, you have charm, but, you know, that's...
I mean... the rest.
What?
And we need the rest.
And we need... No, but it'd be nice because that could be like a pop song. You know? Well, what do you plan to do? You've written one book now. Do you ever go out in lectures?
Sometimes.
And talk seriously about... You were saying that children are frightened of things that adults don't realize they're frightened of, such as?
Things like haircuts, possibility of going down the bathtub drain.
Oh, yes.
You remember that with Melissa?
Yeah, I still am. But that's... Isn't that funny? They're all frightened of the same things.
But there's so much more to each one of us than meets
that
anybody's
meets
eye.
Oh, I'm so glad you came on. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much. We'll be right back.